What's up, guys? It's your girl, Brandy Janae, aka Queen B, and I'm back with another episode of Who Asked for This? And you already know the drill. Didn't nobody ask for this, but I'm gonna give it to you anyway. We back with episode 108. This episode is gonna be a little bit different because we're just gonna deal with a couple of messy topics that's happened this week. Starting off with Love and Hip Hop ATL, because Kirk is back at the shenanigans, okay? Jasmine been going on all season, honey, trying to tell anybody who would listen outside of Rashida that Kirk was basically trying to smash her. She needed some money for something, and I guess he kind of responded back like, hey, I'll give it to you if you give me a little punani. And so she held on to that text. So while he tried to throw her under the bus about her showing up naked to the door in her birthday suit, that's what Kirk tried to tell Rashida. She went ahead and decided she was going to tell everybody around Rashida that Kirk been trying to smash her, all the way up until Rashida finally decides that she's going to meet with both Jasmine and Kirk together to have a conversation, in which Jasmine shows her the text messages. Of course, Rashida is pissed. But then she asks to speak to Jasmine alone without Kirk. And she did. And I think, you know, I get it. Jasmine is the one that, you know, is the mistress. She slept with Rashida's husband. I don't know if she knew that he was married. It feels like that could be neither here nor there, right? It happened. He was married. She had a baby. And, you know, and Rashida stayed with Kirk. So, which I would only assume means that Rashida at some point forgave Kirk. Now, what I'm having a hard time understanding is, if you can forgive the person that you sleep next to, the person that was the person who was supposed to have a responsibility to you, to not bring that type of drama to your life. So since you made the decision to forgive him, I don't know why she got all this smoke for Jasmine. Oh, I'll tell you why. Because she won't talk to Jasmine. She lets the liar, who she forgave, okay? But she let the liar be the one to tell her what facts need to be told about what's going on between Jasmine and her son and the arrangement that Kirk's has. Now, here's the thing. I understand why Rashida would forgive Kirk and then pretty much turn a blind eye to the fact that Jasmine is even in existence. Because again, you forgave Kirk. Canon, I think is the, Canon is Jasmine's son's name. So Canon comes over to the house and spends time with the kids, with Rashida's family. So Rashida does have some sort of relationship with the young boy. And again, which would only say to me that in her mind, she's just pretty much dismissed Jasmine as someone who doesn't exist. And I think that she had to do that. That was the only way she was going to be able to forgive Kirk, is to act like this girl didn't exist, which I think is silly. And the funny thing is, I've been in a situation that is similar. The only difference is that I wasn't married. But yeah, my kid's dad had some kids on me, and I didn't know about, and, actually didn't find out the truth about it until they were five. Now who else knew the truth about that is to be determined. But I know what I didn't know and what was said to me and when I found out. So anyway, I just know as a female, like, that's probably the easiest way you can get through that. But like I say, even in my situation, that was really the straw that broke the camel's back for my relationship, because there was no way I could get around that. And it wasn't about the kids. It was, or even the female. It was about your betrayal. I really couldn't get over the fact that you could sit in my face and tell me that you care and love me, but yet you were able to give yourself somewhere else in that manner. And it's a no-go for me. I don't make any excuses about it, but I do understand how, because not to say we didn't try. We most certainly tried, but I'm always honest with myself and honest about my feelings. And so, yeah, it was a no-go because it's not about the female. Nothing about the female, even for Rashida's end. Like, she was always more mad at Jasmine just because it feels like women have that tendency to want to take everything out on the female. And it's like, well, generally, most times, that's not the person that owes you any type of loyalty. It's the person that you marry to, it's the person that you're in this relationship with, and that's who you really need to be checking, and that's who you need to be checking where your feelings are. So anyway, back to Jasmine and Rashida having this conversation. So like I said, that was the only way for Rashida to forgive Kirk, is to basically act like Jasmine didn't exist. So as long as Kirk is telling her everything is good, as long as Jasmine is not coming out the woodwork saying anything, then Rashida's fine. So when we get down to them having the conversation, Jasmine brings up a excellent point, I would think, which is, hey, why don't me and you be the ones communicating? We can do this, that, and the third. And that way, Kirk is not in it at all. Since you can't trust him, sis, and whether I can trust him or not, is, I don't even think is up for debate. But since you can't trust your husband, how about we do the corresponding and we make the agreements? And that way, you kind of cut out the middleman. I ain't got to worry about him trying to solicit me for sex. And you don't have to worry about him soliciting me for sex. Rashida still act like she didn't want to go for it. Like, I don't need to be the one to talk to you. And this was like, that was the most reasonable solution. And adult solution. Because how dare you have somebody's child in your house and you want to walk around and act like they don't exist? That's the work of the devil, okay? So yeah, that was the best solution. And I, you know, big ups to Jasmine for being the one to suggest that. Because also, let me tell you this, I believe her. Listen, I don't think her and Kirk did smash, so I believe Kirk on that end also. But we also know men are going to do what you let them do, okay? So the only reason why he didn't smash is because Jasmine did not accept. Clearly, he did solicit. And you can't put that past no man, which is what I'm saying to Rashida. Like, go ahead and take her up on that, sis. Because that is one way to go ahead and dead that situation. Dead any of your thoughts that you're about to go back home and start having. Because I'm sure that this had to drum up all of that. Now, I'm assuming all is well in the Kirk Frost household. Because just this past Labor Day, there was a picture of Jasmine going around. I think she had some ribs or something. And so I think the caption said, like, Kirk and Rashida put their foot in it. So it kind of implied, now we know that they have a restaurant, but it did imply that maybe she was at the barbecue, like at the house, you know, with the family. And if that be so, I think that's a good thing. Because clearly, Rashida is not leaving Kirk. And I'm not saying that she need to. I mean, that's her life, you know? But if you're going to stay with him, then you need to make this as seamless as possible. And that means go ahead, let the girl be part of the family too. That way everybody can be on the same page. Okay? That's all I really got to say about that. Oh, let me just add this in. Rashida. Somebody get Rashida people. Y'all make sure, hey, y'all make sure Rashida get this message. Quit letting Kirk make a goddamn fool out of you. Okay, that's all. We're going to move on to the next subject. Now listen, y'all. Okay. We're going to talk about this Shannon Sharp and this video or this viral live moment that captures, or I guess you, well, okay, it's not a guess because I went ahead and looked up the video and I went ahead and listened. I generally do not watch or listen anything like that because it is just not my cup of tea. But I was interested in this story because I don't know how a person accidentally gets on live. And especially in the middle of having sex. Now, I did see somebody kind of say, well, that's why I'm afraid of sleeping with my phone on the bed, because I don't want a situation like that to happen. None of this makes sense to me in my brain, because I feel like there are so many steps that have to be taken. Okay, maybe it's three steps, right? That have to be taken to get to Instagram Live. It's hard for me to believe that that happens like sporadically. Even in the time frame that I've been on Instagram, I have not come across anybody who said, damn, I accidentally went live on Instagram and I didn't mean to. Nobody, not a soul. This is the first time I heard it. And it's given, that's not true, sir. And I didn't think that Shannon Sharp was the type of person that would pull stunts, right? So it's kind of confusing because you're trying to figure out like why. Well, the first thing I have to say about why is, I mean, maybe he just thought that that's a way to get the people off his back about talking about whether if he's gay or not, because, you know, with the clothing, about his clothing being tight, different things like that. I don't know that that proves anything outside of you had sex with a woman. But it, again, all of this just seems thirsty. Like I said, I did listen to the video. All it was some moaning and groaning. You never saw any person, hand, nothing. You just kind of heard, I guess, what was going on. And it almost gave somebody turned it on. And I listened to the very end because I was just interested to know, how does it end? Does somebody pick the phone up and say, oh shoot, and cut it off? You know, do you see? And that's not the way that it went off. Now, I don't know if somebody cut it off or edited that way for it to be cut off the way that it was, but it was just cut off. And that seems strange, because if you accidentally was on live, I would love to see the moment that you realize, oh my God, this has been on live. Like, where is that if you accidentally got on live? So yeah, I'm not buying the accidentally got on live. Sorry. And, you know, I'm actually thinking it's got to be something between him and Ocho Cinco, because you just really, I mean, ripped him a new one, honey. And it was all about being late. And here you are accidentally going live in the middle of having sex with one of your peoples. Yeah, I think that's worse than somebody showing up late. Now, I don't know what you're supposed to tell your sponsors and things about that, about the irresponsibility of it. Now, see, the more I talk about it, the more I think about it, it go even further, says, like, yeah, you had to do that on purpose. I think you better just change the whole narrative and come and say, you know what? I did do that on purpose because I was thinking I needed to prove that I'm not out here, you know, looking at men, that I actually like women. I think maybe, like, you need to go ahead and just let it all out. Just tell the truth, because it's not making no sense. It's not making any sense at all. If it wasn't you, then the person you was with did it. But what I'm getting to is that it wasn't an accident, and everybody involved knew something was happening. That's what I believe. And I don't, and you know, I thought Shannon was a little bit different than that. I, like I said, I didn't peg him as the type of guy that would be pulling stunts. But here we are. And here we are. And you, the first, I think the first announcement or the first response to it was, oh my God, we've been hacked. And it's like, no, who hacks and goes live? You know, nobody. So, yeah, you had to come back and say, okay, wasn't hacked, which, no, duh. However, to say it was an accident, like, who you playing with, Shannon? Who you playing with? Because I don't believe it. The way my intelligence is set up, somebody telling me you are a liar. So, you know, tell me what y'all think over on the YouTube. Get down in the comments. Tell me what you think about that. Did he do that on purpose? Do you think that there's a reason for him to do it on purpose? And if he did do it on purpose, does it prove anything? I mean, not really. So, and it might prove that you're a bad judge of character, because I think that's also rude. For the other party involved, that you would have that go on live. We just put everything out in the open today. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is private. And so, yeah, I don't think it was an accident. But I'm interested to see how you feel. Get over on YouTube. Bring it to Janae. Let me know. Drop down in the comments. Let me know what you think. And from there, we're going to move on to the next buffoon, okay? Baby, did y'all get a chance to, if you didn't watch the debate, did you get a chance to go through those clips? Baby, I watched the debate live, and it was a doozy. But let me tell you this. This is, I mean, at this point, you've seen some clips, and everybody has their opinions. I think we mainly share a lot of the same opinions about a lot of things that happened that evening on the debate stage. But let me tell you, just to chalk it all up in one, like, phrase, you know, so to speak, I can't believe that that was something that I had to even witness coming from the former president's mouth. As a person who is trying to run for the presidency again, the level of disrespect that was allowed to be spewed for any viewer to see, it was disgraceful. As an American, just disgraceful. And as a Black American, I'm trying to think of a word, because it's even worse than disgraceful, right? It was just when he referred to Joe Biden as Kamala's boss more than once. I mean, I could have jumped through the TV screen on that man. I'm not really sure how it's been 2 days, and I ain't even seen nobody bring it up. But that's one of the things that pissed me off to the highest level of pissivity. And like I said, just to round up the debate in one phrase, I can't believe that this is what we're subject to. I can't believe a person like that is an actual candidate. Like, I can't believe this is real. I feel like, and that, so when people ask me if aliens exist, I know they do now. Like, I used to kind of question it, right? Like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe they do. But today, I know they exist. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm starting to think we the aliens. I think it's us. I think the people over on Mars, like, I think they are doing the same thing that we do, and they are watching us. Like, these people are crazy, because that's how I feel looking at us. I'm like, is this life? Is this real? This man just blatantly, like, made a racist remark to her. You're not crazy, America. Y'all know the optics of that man telling this woman of color that Joe Biden is her boss. You know how offensive that is. You can't come to me and tell me anybody is my boss. Who are you talking to? So, look, I was like too through at that point. But let me give it up to our girl Kamala, okay? Because she handled herself like a pro. And I knew it from the start because intelligence is always going to win, right? I tell people that a lot. Especially if you're in a conversation with somebody who is ignorant. You know, if you are intelligent, you are going to shine because you know how to articulate yourself. You know how to stay on task with what a subject matter is. You know how to answer a question directly because you are intelligent enough to be able to respond, comprehend, and think on your feet. That other candidate, on the other hand, you know, it was chaos. And even though you can tell that the people tried to coach him, honey, tried to get him to keep his composure, and he just could not. I feel like, you know, what really think I did it sent him over the edge for me. It was two moments. The first moment I think sent him over the edge was Kamala basically making reference to the people walking out of his rallies, you know, because they're bored. I think he really, you know, got his panties in a bunch on that one. And there was another one. My auntie brought it up to me, but now I can't remember the exact moment. However, you know, he did exactly what we expected, which is dodge questions, focus on one subject, and speak rhetoric, speak nonsense, talk in riddles, and they don't make any sense. Tell us that the people in Ohio are eating their cats and dogs, and, you know, maybe some form of that, maybe some part of that he feels has some truth, but it's the way you spewing out, they eating the cats and their dogs, they're eating the dogs, and it's like, what are you talking about, sir? Excuse me, can we get back to, they're all criminals, they're criminals, they've destroyed the country. I mean, listen, I don't pretend to really know what anybody means when they say hate speech or when they speak about hate speech. But I know when I hear him talk, I kind of feel like that's what it sounds like. Because I never imagined we would see a president on a presidential debate spewing out that these people were criminals every time he opened his mouth, even though he happens to be a criminal himself. So that was another thing. Like, imagine being a criminal and having the nose turned up at you from another criminal who is not just another criminal, but got 34 counts against him. I don't think there's a criminal around that's done quite that. Okay. Yeah, the irony, you know, and like I said, the disrespect. So I really left there. I was happy for Kamala. I thought she handled herself very well. I was very excited. I'm still excited about it. I think we got this in the bag. If you're not registered to vote, make sure you go register to vote. And also do this. Go get some information for yourself. Don't just talk to the people around you. If there are things that you want to know about Kamala, go find that out for yourself. That's the best thing to do so that somebody is not just telling you their version, just telling you their perception, just telling you their comprehension. Sometimes people can only tell you what they're able to up until what their comprehension is. And so if you have things that you really are looking for and you want to find out about, then go ahead, get that information. Don't just look at one news source. Look at a few of them. Oh, this is so funny too. Well, mom said that Fox News finally had to basically admit that they jumping ship from this president, from this former president. Like, and it took you long enough, because after that debate, is like, it's no way anybody can take that serious. I mean, and if you are taking it serious, you might need an evaluation done by some professionals, because it's ridiculous. And the blatant disrespect, go back to that, that blatant disrespect. I could have jumped through the TV. That's what I could have done. I could have jumped through the TV on them, you know? Hey, luckily I can't do that, because I had to keep my composure. And I just don't believe that we let that fly like that. But that's okay. What we're going to do, we're going to show up at the polls. And we're going to get Kamala in office, you know? Because it's no way we can deal with 4 years of people eating their cats and dogs, and they're all criminals from a criminal. It's no way we can do that. So yeah, those are the wrap up in the messy news for the week, honey. I had to get it out to you. That Kirk and Rashida, baby, like, Kirk is forever embarrassing Rashida, honey. That is just, that's the marriage you married to, honey. Just forever embarrassment. And then Shannon Sharp with the whole Instagram live debacle. Like, I thought you were better than that, Shannon Sharp. So do better. And then the presidential debate, you know, big ups to Kamala. We love how you keep it real. Oh, I cannot leave this podcast without mentioning, I know nobody can question that lady's blackness, because you know when you can make a face and hundreds of thousands of people know what that face means, like verbatim, baby, you black. And not, y'all can't see me on camera because I'm finna say, and not like this. You black like this. That's on the backhand side, baby. Yes, on the backhand side. We black on the backhand side. That's right, Kamala. And it's all good, because I said it for you in my own house. The nerve he has. So big ups to Kamala Harris for taking him down on that presidential debate. I couldn't be more prouder. This is one of the times that I'm feeling proud to be a black woman. We go through so much in this world. We go through so much personally. We go through so much professionally. We go through so much with these men. But this is one of the times that I can truly, like, say, outside of when the Obamas was running and in office and the, you know, that spirit, I am proud to be a black woman, okay, right now. And I'm proud to have Kamala Harris representing us, because she's doing it well. And I have no question about how a female, black or otherwise, can run the White House, because I know the capabilities of what women have. I know what it means to be a virtuous woman. I know what it is to be an intelligent woman. I have all faith in the fact that Kamala Harris can get the job done and do it well. And not only do it well, honey, do it and still look good while she doing it. Why? Because it's in our blood, honey. It is in our blood to do that. It is in our blood. We've been running households since the beginning of time. We've been running other people's households since the beginning of time. I can't believe that there would be anybody anywhere that would question the woman's ability to run anything. Are you kidding me? Go read Proverbs 31 and reread it if you didn't get it the first time. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Women, we got this. Okay, listen, I could stay on here all day and pump us up, honey. I'm telling you, because That's my thing. I love us. I want to see us do better. And I can't wait to celebrate Kamala Harris taking the office, baby. If you're not registered to vote, go register to vote. I'm not here to tell you who to vote for, but I want you to vote. It's important that you exercise your right to vote. Too many people have died. Too many people have fought. Too many people have lost time and years for you to be able to have that right. So you need to exercise it before you let some buffoon come in here and tell you that you can't do it again. Okay? With that being said, we're going to end this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and like. Go over to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Brandy Janae. Subscribe to wherever you are listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all are giving me so much joy when I'm looking at the analytics and I'm seeing how many people are coming back. I appreciate you so much. Make sure that you comment on the YouTube page. And when I figure out how to do a little video and the podcast, I'll add a little video in with it, okay? Until next time, y'all. I'll holla.